third parak about Metzia, Mishnah Tes, ninth Mishnah, Hamafkid Chovetz El Chaveyo Velo Yichtolo Abaylem Mokim. If a person deposited a jug by his friend full of wine or something else, and he did not specify where to put it, the Tilfil Benishbara, and the one who was watching it moved it out of the place it was deposited in, and it broke. If it broke as he was holding it, if he moved it for his own personal needs, then he had to pay for the chavis and all the contents. Why? Because he had no right moving, taking it for his personal uses. He wanted, that's basically borrowing it for his personal uses, which he didn't get permission for, which is stealing. And therefore, he has to pay for all losses incurred. But Litzolko, but if he moved it out of its place because it was necessary for watching over this jug properly, and it fell out of his hands, and he's potter. Why? Because talking about that it fell in an abnormal fashion, and Hashem is potter from Mainz. If you put it down afterwards, and then it broke, then Ben Litzolko, potter. Whether he took it for his own need, or he took it for the need of the jug itself, he's potter. Now, here's a little chiddush. Why? Because if he took it for his own personal needs, he became a ganav. When he put it down, he's still a ganav. Why should a ganav is potter till he returns it? So we're going to have to say that this tana of the Mishnah holds that as long as he put it back the way he took it, that's considered that he returned the ganava, and now he goes back to being a shomer. Yeah. Gemara says this is going to the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael that holds that opinion. That if you steal something and you put it back without the Bailam knowing about it, it's considered that you returned it. That which is said at the beginning of the Mishnah, that the Bailam would not miyach at a specific place, that's a chiddush study. Even in such a circumstances, if it's broken in his hands, it's his chayv. But the din would apply, the same din would apply if that when you put it back, they spot. Surely the Bailam gave it a specific place and he took it away from the place and put it back to the specific place, that's considered that he returned the gzela and now he spot it. If the Bailam were miyachad a place and Tiltil and Ishbar, he moved it and it broke. Beimitof Yodr and Beishaniach, whether it was in his hand or when his, after he put it down, if it's Litzolko, if he took it for his personal uses, which is equivalent to stealing it, he's Chayiv. Litzolko, for the sake of the barrel, or the jug, then it's Potter. Now this is not compatible with the beginning of the Mishnah, because here it says that once he stole it, even if he puts it back, he is going to be Chayiv. So in the Chanan, the Gemara says, this goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that once you steal it, you cannot give it back without notifying the Bailam. Since he did not notify the Bailam, it's not considered returning. That which it says, Yichtolo Bailam Mokim, that we're talking about a case where the Bailam specified where to put it, is a chiddush. That even though he's putting it back in the specified place of the Bailam, it's not enough. Surely if the Bailam did not specify a place, and he took it at Betoris Geneva for his personal uses, and then returned it, it will not be considered that he returned it. He'll be chayav ointz until he notifies the original owner that he took it illegally and now he gave it back.